Well, it's another rainy day in San Francisco. What else is new, man? So I think I'll just sit here and read my column to myself. This is Ben Fontorres. I do the Radio Waves column in the Chronicle every other Sunday in the date book, the Pinky, as we call it. And unlike the Sporting Green, which lost its green, I forget how long ago it was they ran out of green ink, but the Pink section, which also. That's right. It was out of the pink. It became white for a while there. It returned to pink some years ago, and so it's nice to be back in the pink pages. I have been writing a lot about old radio. I think I've found through email and general responses that people love to recapture and to hear again the best of radio as they recalled it from their own childhoods. And to think about the personalities, the shows, the formats, even the call letters and jingles brings back fond memories for a lot of people. And so I've devoted a couple of recent columns to looking and listening back to vintage radio, back to the 60s. Wow, that's going way back. So for the column of, let's see, it was late February, the 26th, I wrote about a. The headline says, "A Radio Museum, Sort of." And the column went exactly like this. David F. Jackson of Livermore calls himself a Columbia School washout. In other words, he took courses at the old Columbia School of Broadcasting but never made it into the biz. So instead, he's built the closest thing the Bay Area now has to a radio museum online. Now, there are other efforts to preserve and present local radio history, chief among them the California Historical Radio Society, the local chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, and the social group, the Broadcast Legends. But Jackson's website, called the Bay Area Radio Museum, and that URL is bayarearadio.org, is the most immediately accessible. Jackson, by day a sales and marketing consultant for film companies, is still loading up the site mostly from about 20 cartons of radio stuff that he has collected over several decades, but it's already looking and sounding pretty good. Viewers can, or visitors, what did I write here? Yeah, visitors can listen to air checks of fabled voices like John K. Chappell, Ken Ackerman, Jumpin' George Oxford, Bob Fouts, Tom Donahue, Johnny Holiday, the real Don Steele, Bob White, Al Hart, and Don Sherwood. They can get written info on many, many more. They can hear jingles once played on cable, KSFO, KYA, KSAN when it was an R&B station on AM, and KGO FM. They can look at Top 40 surveys. There's a small collection of sports play-by-plays. Radio history buffs can read John Schneider's excellent series, Voices Out of the Fog, in which he charts such stations as KDIA, KNBR, all the way back to its origins as KPO, and the 106.9 spot on the FM dial, dating back to KEAR. Jackson himself writes a breezy column of radio news items, and he provides links to sites by and for Red Blanchard, Coil and Sharp, Hap Harper, Norman Davis, Big Rick Stewart of KFOG, Dr. Don Rose, Terry McGovern, Bobby Ocean, Jeff McNeil, Freeform KSAN, and, get this, a fan site for the late 99.7 KYUU. Let's see here. Oh, Jackson is also using his site to take the initiative on something many radio people have been wanting established for years, a Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. He says, I'm talking with the people at the Broadcast Museum of Northern California, that's the name of NATA's fledgling archives, about it, he says. Also, the California Historical Radio Society has refurbished the old studios and offices of KRE in Berkeley. I visited it, and the president, Steve Cushman, showed me a wall and said, that could be your Hall of Fame. Jackson is talking with the Broadcast Legends to provide a Veterans Committee. Jackson first expressed his passion for radio with a mimeographed newsletter in 1979, then published a small magazine, the Bay Area Radio Digest, in 1985. He converted that into a website in 1995. "It's amazing the treasures that have arrived," he says. "I just got from someone in Commonwealth, Virginia, a tape of KPEN-FM with James Gabbert doing War of the Worlds, revised to the Bay Area as a setting, with local personalities playing the parts." Well, even with its impressive collection of radio memorabilia, the online museum is still in the building stages, and Jackson welcomes contributions, which can be sent to the site. His wish list includes material on Don Barksdale and Bill Doubleday, R&B radio pioneers, on KWBR and KDIA, and any air checks of Kobe, K-O-B-Y, the Bay Area's first Top 40 station. Let's see now. That's about all I wrote about that. And then, let's see. I think what I'll do is I'll skip the other items that were in that column and keep on the kind of old radio bent. This is kind of a part two, then, of a two-part series on that subject, because David Jackson mentioned the Hall of Fame and going over to Berkeley to this former KRE studios and meeting Steve Cushman. So I picked up the baton there and called Steve, who turns out to be a neighbor of mine here, Diane and mine, in Noe Valley in San Francisco. And he said, "Hey, well, let's just drive over there one day and I'll show you the facilities that we are turning into a kind of a museum. It's not really a public museum. It'll be available to the public by appointment, but still, it's going to be something extra special. So let me show it to you." So I went over there one day recently and wrote the column for April 9th, 2006, in the Chronicle, in the Sunday date book, and it goes like this. The headline or subhead is, "A Radio Museum Grows in Berkeley." Steve Cushman works in television as a video editor at KGO, ABC 7 now, but his heart is in radio. His home in Noe Valley houses some 1,500 old radio sets, nearly 100 vintage microphones, and who knows what else. But that's not enough, and so, as president of the California Historical Radio Society, Cushman, 53, is overseeing the creation of a radio museum at the site of the old KRE studios in Berkeley. There, he gets to look at two floors of rooms, 4,600 square feet in all, filled with radios from tabletop cathedral models to those consoles that used to grace living rooms all over the country, with equipment and parts ranging from tubes to horn speakers to old rip-and-read teletype machines. There are control boards and Ampex tape recorders from the 50s. One room is jammed with old radio magazines, which belong to Jim Maxwell, a pioneer amateur radio operator, whose ham radio gear and station, W6CF, are being kept alive in the KRE building. It's all stuff from long ago, before radio leapt into the digital age, but Cushman and his 360 fellow CHRS members hope that by creating the Bay Area's first radio museum, they can pass radio history and the inner technical workings of the medium on to future generations. The Society started in 1974 mainly as a way for radio collections, or I'm sorry, for radio collectors, what are you sorry about, to get together for swap meets at parking lots where they could buy, sell, and trade radio sets and collectible microphones and other stuff. They could also exchange tips on getting antique radios repaired. Cushman grew up loving radio and wanting to work in the business, but after college, his first broadcasting job offer came from a TV station, the old KEMO, K-E-M-O, Channel 20. And in 1976, he joined KGO. He began collecting radios, and from John Wenzel at the fabled Aladdin Radio Repair Shop out in the Sunset, he learned about CHRS. Local radio people have been trying to create a museum for decades. The National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences is exploring sites for a broadcast museum. Broadcast Legends, a social group, keeps radio's golden age alive through programs and newsletters. David Jackson, creator of www.BayAreaRadio.org, hopes to work with the other radio groups to form a local radio hall of fame. Jackson said that after a recent column in this space about his site, the one I just read to you actually, visits increased from an average of 1,000 a day to more than 5,500. The Bay Area does love radio. As Cushman put it, this area is so rich with broadcasting history and legendary broadcasters that at every turn somebody is stepping forward. Well, that's how the CHRS found its home. In 2002, a friend of Cushman's introduced him to a fellow radio freak in Noe Valley named Jamie Arbona, whose company had dealings with Inner City Broadcasting Corporation. ICBC owns KPLX, The Quiet Storm, at 102.9 FM, which used to be KRE-FM. The company also operates KVTO, 1400 AM, which used to be KRE-AM, a station dating back to 1922. As KPLX-FM grew, ICB found the studios built on the Berkeley wetlands in 1937 no longer suitable for its operations and moved the station to San Francisco in 1993. The studios had received a moment of fame in 1973 when George Lucas, directing American Graffiti, used them for several scenes, exterior and interior, by the way, with Wolfman Jack. But the studios had been abandoned except for a studio for KVTO, an Asian language station, along with transmitters and antenna towers serving KVTO and KEAR-AM. When Arbona, Jamie Arbona, told Cushman that the KRE studios had largely been vacant for 9 years, Cushman contacted Harvey Stone, president and GM of Inner City's three local stations. ICBC also owns KVVN, an Asian language station in San Jose. Stone invited Cushman to write up a proposal. CHRS promised to restore the building and its original studios, make all necessary repairs, keep up the property, and operate as an educational radio museum, including a classroom, a repair shop, and a library, all for CHRS members and outside visitors and groups by invitation. Classes would be offered in radio history, troubleshooting and repairs, and amateur radio operations. Well, over lunch, Cushman said, Stone virtually handed over the keys. Quote, he said, "You have the building for 10 years, rent-free. Just don't impinge on KVTO's signal. Otherwise, you can do anything you want." Stone told me that the office was just going to waste. It'd be a problem selling it with a 400-foot tower on the property. I'm an old radio guy, and I love what the group is doing and what they want to do there. Once the news spread that CHRS had a home, members and others began donating radio sets, equipment, and libraries. Volunteers have gone to the site on a regular basis to clean, paint, make repairs, and organize the various rooms. As Cushman leads a tour showing where a classroom will be and telling about how visitors can get audio memories in any form, quote, from 78 RPM records to cassettes converted into CDs, it's clear that CHRS has done an impressive job, but also that there's a lot of work ahead. To create a large gallery which could serve as the home of a Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, walls need to be moved. To recreate a radio studio circa the 40s, but with updated equipment so that, say, the broadcast legends could do a live show over KVTO on Saturday nights, control rooms will need rewiring. The CHRS charges its members a modest annual due of $25. Where will the money come from? We get money from within, says Cushman, who notes that 20 members have ponied up $1,000 or more each for the group's museum fund. But won't the labor required to renovate and rebuild the facilities require a lot more? Cushman almost laughs. Nah, he says. All the equipment's donated, and most of the work consists of taking stuff away. We have electricians and technicians, all volunteers. CHRS, which is at www.californiahistoricalradio.com, does need more funds to complete the renovation, get the museum operating, and acquire additional storage space for all that stuff they got there. But he's optimistic that local radio lovers and companies will come through. The Bay Area, after all, appreciates radio history. As Cushman puts it, without history, there wouldn't be now, for God's sake. You can't argue with that, can you? Let's see. And going back to that previous column, there were a couple of items there that might be of interest to you, especially if you're into the behind-the-scenes workings of radio and the radio business. And this one, the item is called More Music. LIM has become a familiar phrase in the radio biz. It stands for Less is More, the clear channel-driven initiative to lower the amount of time per hour that's taken up with commercials and promotional announcements. Since the radio giant instituted the cutbacks, competing stations have followed. A study by Leland Westerfield, a media analyst, revealed that stations in the top 10 markets spent 7.7% less time on advertising last December than they did the previous December. Clear Channel cut down from nearly 11 minutes an hour on average to just under 9 minutes an hour. Seems like more like 20 minutes an hour. So, do listeners notice and do they care? Westerfield says, yes. Clear Channel, he notes, had a 7% increase nationwide in adult listening last summer. It's been nothing but positive, says Kim Bryant, Clear Channel's regional vice president. The company's local stations, she says, have reduced clutter by 20%, up to 40%. Quote, we've built our audience, and across the group of stations, time spent listening, which is significant to ad buyers, increased by 40%. Music stations have benefited the most, Bryant says, noting that listeners of news and talk stations are used to talk and don't differentiate commercials as quickly as music fans. People definitely notice, she says. So there you are. Let's see, anything else here worth looking at or reading into this microphone here? Nope. Throw that out. However, let's see here. In the column about Steve Cushman and the California Historical Radio Society, there was another item here that seems to have to do with this very station that you're listening to, and it is called Hey You, KYOU Radio, or KU Radio, or KYOUR Radio, however you choose to read it. It's legally KYCY. At 1550 a.m., with its mix of podcasts and financial advice shows, may not have many listeners. The Oakland A's broadcasts will help, but it's got its believers, especially radio pros and musicians getting a chance at a regular show. And one of them is John Hammond on most weekdays at 3 o'clock. The old-time spirit lives on a.m. again, says Hammond. An organist, accordionist, composer and radio vet dating back to the late 50s on KPFA. Quote, recently I played in Shanghai and I could listen to my show in my hotel room at the Ritz Shanghai, streaming crystal clear on my power book. In other words, you can get better reception in China than in Chinatown. Oh, some stations anyway. I won't name call letters. Oh yes, you know who you are. All right, enough from my column in the pink section. hey, speaking of nostalgia, how about I spin you a little air check from my days, my Sundays, Dazed Sundays on KSAN when it was Jive 95. It was at 94.9 FM in San Francisco. This is a little, I think it's a composite from a show in 1978 or so. And it's just a few minutes, but it does include, let's see, it includes some French pop music, because I'd been to France not long before this program, and it includes a phone call to a favorite DJ, a fabled DJ In the Bay Area, Rusta Moose Syracuse, who I dug so much from his all-night show on KYA. He was at KSFO at this time doing an afternoon show. And so I called him while I was on the air. He was on the air, and I put him on my air. I think he had a baseball game going on, so he was doing not a whole lot anyway, just hanging out there at the KSFO studios, which I believe were still on Knob Hill. I'm not sure about that now. In the basement of the Fairmont Hotel, or they may have moved to Upper Broadway. It does not matter. The main thing was that the moose was still on the loose, and so was I on this particular Sunday.
Yes, got to get you into my life, sweet darling, or at least, how about a quickie? Whatever you can spare, you know, I'll take it. Earth, Wind, and Fire from the soundtrack of the new movie. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Got to get you into my life from Revolver, of course, the Originals, the Beatles. Got to get you in. And we started with the love theme from the Ben Phone Tours program, Clarence Frog Man on K-San. I don't know why I love you, but I do, and I mean that sincerely. Now get out of here.
It's going to be a murder. Beware of the dwarf. Don't trust the Turk. Be careful of the albino, and watch out for the man with a scar.
What does it all mean?
Foul play. Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase in a new comedy thriller from the creators of Silver Streak. Foul Play from Paramount. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Now playing, for want of a better activity, at the Regency One Theater in San Francisco. Check newspapers for showtimes.
It's sensational. Every record and tape in every store is now on sale. Where? At the warehouse.
We also offer a wide choice of savings plans. Whatever your banking needs, you'll like Bank of America's style.
Let's talk. We understand you need to know at Bank of America. Come on in and let's talk.
Member FDIC.
Thank you, dear. And when they say that you can transfer from other accounts, that doesn't mean you can go and ask for money from another customer's account to be put into yours. You should understand that. All right, this is KSAN in San Francisco. Ben Fontours with you on a Sunday afternoon. Kind of nice in most parts of the Bay Area. Cloudy and foggy in the city, but nice and warm in the East Bay and Marin County in San Jose. So, lucky you. Lucky you. Got some music for you all the way from France, starting with David Bowie. Sounds like a Frenchman's version of Bonnie Tyler and Ronnie Spector's song, It's a Heartache, but that is a woman in France named Ava. Je m'en vais. Huh? Oh, you speak Chinese, huh? Yes. Oh, Tyler. It's a heartache, Eva. And thanks to David Grecken, who just came in from Paris with this record. And that was the only reason for his visit, in fact, to Europe, was to pick up this record for me at a record shop there. $3.50, I think it is now, in France for a single record. So, there you are. French, It's a Heartache, and French Heroes from David Bowie. And everything, I understand, is quite more expensive now in France than in even England or here. Records and restaurant meals and hard liquor and even wine. The only thing that's cheap in France is, of course, French toast, French fries, and omelette du fromage.
College. Boy, those were days to remember. The parties.
This is absolutely gross.
The girls.
Ew.
The rewards of hard work.
I'm gonna kick you out of this college.
The good, clean fun.
Holy!
We're blanks in that gun.
Maybe he had a heart attack.
Holy!
Boy, college was great.
National Lampoon's Animal House, starring John Belushi and Donald Sutherland from Universal Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Boom, boom. That's the IQ they're talking about, not the age. Starts Friday at theaters and drive-ins in San Francisco and throughout the Bay Area.
Is this the right price on these sneakers?
Running shoes, sir. Running shoes.
K-San reminds you... that the Paul Winter Consort is giving a benefit tonight at Zutterbach Auditorium on the UC Berkeley campus. Tickets are still available at the Kell box office and at all major ticket outlets. All proceeds benefit the Fairlawn's Institute. The Institute is a prime mover of appropriate technology, they call it, technology that enhances our environment rather than destroying it. That's tonight, beginning at 8, a benefit concert with the Paul Winter Consort. Fine music at the Zutterbach Auditorium on the UC Berkeley campus. Drop on by. This is KSAN, Ben Fontours, with you on a nice Sunday. Hope it's pleasant for all of you and yours. And we were in a French mood today. Just a little while ago, someone called and said, why not continue it? And I said, why don't you just get out of here, you knucklehead? I love you. I mean it. Now, I will play, however, the song that she wanted. Plastique Bertrand and Ce Plan Pour Moi.
Bam, bam, on se place, j'ai sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant dans mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Tout cassé, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul. Comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Mink DeVille, Willie DeVille, and doing the Spanish Stroll, just looking for a little taqueria on Mission Street. Van Morrison and Buonasera, and Blondie and Denis before that. Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen, she ain't no sex machine. Ce Plan Pour Moi from Plastique Bertrand, and on and on and on and on, and where it'll stop, nobody knows.
Faye Dunaway is a beautiful high-fashion photographer.
The fan will be...
Her world is sensual, dazzling. Tommy Lee Jones is a New York cop. His world, dangerous, violent. Eyes of Laura Mars. Barbra Streisand sings the title song from the original motion picture soundtrack on Columbia Records and Tapes. Eyes of Laura Mars. Rated R, restricted, under 17, not admitted without a parent.
It starts Wednesday, August the 2nd at the Metro in San Francisco and at theaters and drive-ins throughout the Bay Area.
Pacific Stereo's winding up their fabulous midsummer clearance.
And Pioneer's new 580 stereo receiver is a real midsummer clearance bargain at only $198 little dollars. And Kenwood's 620 cassette deck with Dolby. What's Dolby? Dolby. It's a low 139 at Pacific Stereo.
7 up, I'm doing the 7 up.
And tonight, the King Biscuit Hour starts at 11 o'clock, as has become usual here on KSAN. It goes to 12:30 this time, a special 90-minute show recorded at this year's California Jam. It features Aerosmith, Santana, and Rubicon, our own Rubicon. Tonight, 11 o'clock goes on to 12:30 in the morning here on Alive 95. Got a special surprise. If he is on the line, we shall see right now. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, is this Russ the Moose, Syracuse?
This is Russ the Moose, Mr. Benny.
How are you?
I'm just fine.
Well, I heard that you have an air shift now at KSFO the same time I have here at KSAN.
That's right. You might say that we're on the air in tandem.
We are, except for one thing.
Yeah?
You're not on the air.
But when the baseball games are on, I take a back seat.
That's right. You've got a doubleheader today?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, at the end of 2.5 innings, the Cubs are leading the Giants 1-0. Of course, there's more for the first game to go and a whole second game.
Right. If a game goes into extra innings, do you get overtime?
If the game goes into extra innings?
Yeah.
No, but I do get a cheeseburger from the cafeteria.
I see. Well, the reason...
the reason, Benny?
Well, the reason was I wanted to waste some time.
Yeah.
It's something to do. And, you know, I wrote that article in BAM magazine about you.
Thank you very much. You couldn't have said nicer things because they were all true.
And your check cleared immediately. And, you know, in the article, here's what prompted my phone call. I copped to using some of your inspiration from 10 years ago when I listened to you on KYA.
Yeah.
And doing an occasional what?
What?
On KSAN. So I thought we could do it, since you're talking about being in tandem here, that we could do one together and have it synchronized so that it'd be like there'd be a little what coming from Knob Hill and a little what coming from the Financial District.
Okay, well.
All together.
Should we count to three or something?
Let's count to three.
And then on four, we'll just say it.
We'll say something, yes. What will we say? Okay, ready? One, two, three.
What?
Thank you very much, Moose. You've made my Sunday.
Well, thank you for calling, Ben.
My mood ring just brightened up.
Okay.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot.
Yes, memories are made of those. So that's how freeform radio could sound back in those days. All dependent, of course, on the jock and what he or she felt like doing. And that's what I felt like. Playing a lot of nonsense, including that crazy laugh track. That was just simply a staff member of KSAN named Linda Fetter, who just broke up one day in front of the microphone, and we turned it into a tape loop, and we would run it behind songs and commercials and whatever. I think we held it off during newscasts about the Vietnam War. So that's it. A little package there of readings from my Radio Waves column in the Chronicle, and a little sample of the way I used to sound when I was so mellow on FM. This is Ben Fontorres, Radio Waves in the Chronicle every other Sunday. I hope you'll check it out and continue to check me out now and again here on KYOU Radio.